In Malaysia, five Australian journalists are now under investigation by authorities. They're accused of sedition and defamation. Late last week, these reporters were questioned by police after a documentary they produced for Al Jazeera about the treatment of migrant workers in Malaysia screened. Here's a clip of that doco. It's called Locked Up in Malaysia's Lockdown.
As Malaysia battles to contain the COVID-19 virus, authorities have been carrying out military-style operations across the capital, Kuala Lumpur. In the name of public health and safety, they've rounded up illegal foreign workers.
Is this the practical reality of dealing with a pandemic, or is it racism?
101 East investigates why so many foreigners are being locked up in Malaysia's lockdown.
That's the voice of Al Jazeera reporter Drew Ambrose, one of seven of the Al Jazeera team who were called in for police questioning late last week, five of them Australian. This 25-minute documentary has been seen now by more than 1.8 million people. That's just on YouTube, let alone across Al Jazeera's global channels. Giles Trendall is the managing director of Al Jazeera English. I spoke with him earlier. Giles, how are the seven reporters faring after being called in for police questioning on Friday?
They're fine. I mean, they're wondering what happens next. And it was cordial but firm. You know, they gave the information. They explained the information of the documentary and why they made the documentary. They answered the questions. I think there were a lot of questions about the basics of journalism, but, you know, they answered all the questions.
What charges are they facing? And is it clear that they will, in fact, be charged? Is that clear yet?
It's not clear yet, but there has been talk of various different charges, from sedition, which of course is very serious, to defamation, and to going against the country's Communication Act. So there's a number of different charges that they might possibly face. Obviously, we're very concerned. We were concerned about the original allegations that the documentary was inaccurate and misleading. We don't feel that this is the case. We were concerned about those allegations. And then we're concerned about the journalists getting called into an investigation, into a criminal investigation.
Yeah, it's not the usual thing. And Al Jazeera has been operating there for a long time. As you say, sedition, a very serious charge, and defamation both carry jail terms if found guilty. Are you concerned it could come to that? I mean, how real is that threat at this moment?
I think we have to assume that all possible options are open to the authorities. And so we are very concerned that there might be a possibility of prosecution of some kind. And as you said, there are jail sentences for sedition and for defamation of various different degrees, up to 7 years.
Is the Australian government involved in this yet? Has it come to the aid of the five Australian reporters at the centre of this, and has help been requested?
There have been contacts made with the Australian High Commissioner in Kuala Lumpur. I know there's going to be another meeting on that level with the team. And, of course, we are very encouraged that there be, of course, Australian interest in this and Australian support, and indeed international support from the media community internationally.
Do you think Australian government support would help at this point?
Personally, I think any kind of support would help. And yes, I do think that. We have had some experience with a very positive experience, actually, with the Australian government in the past on a case you will probably recall, Peter Greste, one of our journalists, was detained and imprisoned in Egypt. And we had a very good collaboration and support and cooperation with the Australian government at that time.
Why? What is it about this documentary, Locked Up in Malaysia's Lockdown is the name of the documentary? What is it that has caused such offence? I mean, you said the Malaysian government labelled it misleading, inaccurate and unfair, but this is a pretty extreme reaction to an Al Jazeera documentary. Why the sensitivity?
Well, I think, and probably not just in Malaysia, but in many countries, I think the COVID-19 has raised issues of racism and xenophobia, and some of the interviewees were explaining this in the film. And we had interviews with Malaysian workers, Malaysian medical teams, Malaysian humanitarian organizations, as well as migrant, foreign migrant laborers. And I think some of the images we were showing of people being lined up and herded onto trucks and handcuffed. I think these images, were not something that the government maybe wanted to be shown. But we, throughout the film, we got all sides of the story. We repeatedly requested the government's side of the story, and our repeated requests were either ignored or declined in some cases. Nevertheless, we added the defense minister. He gave various press conferences. We put those in the film. So we covered all bases, and we did our job as journalists. But clearly, the Malaysian authorities were not happy with the film.
Giles Trendall is our guest. He's the managing director of Al Jazeera English. It's not just the Malaysian authorities who are unhappy. The reporters at the heart of this are being sent death threats, sustained online abuse. They've had their personal information, their addresses, everything published on social media. Again, an extreme reaction. Are they safe at this moment?
Well, yes, as you said, we were very concerned not just about the allegations against the documentary and the investigation and the possibility of prosecution, but we were very concerned about the abuse that they've been receiving and death threats in some cases. When they got called to the police station, of course, they had to sort of come out of their homes and go to a place, and we had to make sure that they were safe. We're doing all we can to ensure their safety. We've had some encouraging information and comments and statements from the Malaysian police that they are safe indeed and no harm will come to them. But it is a concern that this online trolling and this doxing, as they say, publishing personal details online of people is very concerning. It's always a concern.
I understand that the reporters are in undisclosed locations right now because of all of this, so it must be fairly intense. How are they bearing up?
Yeah, they're okay. I mean, I speak to them regularly. They're obviously concerned about what happens next, but at the same time, their spirits are up because they know they've just done their job. They did their job as journalists. There are five Australian journalists on the team, and one of the members is a non-Australian national. But actually, the five Australians are all former ABC. At one time or the other, they were working with ABC before they joined Al Jazeera. So they've got a very good pedigree, and they know that they did a good job. And we're very proud of them. They're an award-winning team. And we absolutely stand by our journalists, and we all stand by their journalism. So they are concerned, but at the same time, they're in a good sense, in the sense that they don't feel, they feel that they did their job and they've got nothing to answer for or to apologize for.
Bottom line, is it safe for them to be there? Are you going to pull them out? Are they wanting to come out? Is it safe to be a reporter in Malaysia right now?
We're monitoring the events very closely, and we're talking to the team. And, of course, we're concerned for media freedom in general, not just their safety and security. There are other cases of media being put under the spotlight, let's put it that way. And we're concerned about the shadow of repression falling over media freedom in Malaysia.
Giles Trendall, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Giles Trendall, the Managing Director of Al Jazeera English, joining us earlier this morning from Doha. We have been in contact with the Office of the Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne. We're trying to find out the nature of the support being offered to the five Australian reporters. So far, we haven't had any response, but we will keep asking.